Welcome to the People and Projects podcast, where you'll find interviews and insights to help you lead people and deliver projects. You can find us on the web at www.i-leadonline.com/people-and-projects. This is Andy Kaufman, President of the Institute for Leadership Excellence and Development Incorporated. Thank you for joining us today. The topic for today's podcast is networking, and more specifically, social networking. This is the subject of a recent issue of our Horizon Time newsletter in an article entitled, Why Social Networking Matters. So I have to ask you, when you hear the term social networking, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Like when I talk to people about this, a lot of times it's, you know, this is stuff for kids, or this is some sort of like major time sink or time drain, or, you know, that's for personal stuff. That's not for professional use, Andy. That's for personal stuff. Honestly, I would have replied the same way just a couple years ago, but my experience in recent years, it's significantly changed the way I look at the topic. And this is my challenge for you as we are into a new year now, is make this the year that you're going to more actively leverage the power of social networking. It will enhance your career, improve your ability to lead and deliver. Now you might be thinking, what? Enhance my career? Lead and deliver? I thought social networking is all about like getting a date. Well, it's more than that. A common theme that I hear across my executive coaching clients often comes down to networking. It's not that they'll say, oh no, networking's a stupid idea, I don't need to do that. Often what they'll say is, I just don't have time to network. It's a neat idea, Andy. I just don't have the time, I'm too busy. But as a coach, my job's not just to take that at face value, so when I push back on that, here's what I find. It's often not a time issue. Rather, it's more of a, I guess I'd say it, a perception issue. We prioritize those things that we perceive will provide the best return for our attention. And the bottom line is, networking is often not perceived as sufficiently valuable to justify the investment of time. It's that simple. Now, if that's how you feel, this might surprise you. I actually agree with you with this caveat. Networking as done by most people turns out to be a waste of time. If it's done at all, it's done haphazardly without intentionality. It's, I'll show up for a chamber meeting, where I'll show up at a project management institute or other association meeting, but the time is not used purposely. So here's the dirty little secret of business, and this is why it all matters, is that business, it's all done on relationship. Why are you going to get your next job? It's because of who you know. A salesperson, what's most likely going to allow them to get in with the executive? It's because they got an introduction from someone the executive trusted. If you're running a project, how is it that you're likely going to get what you need, whether it be people or funding? It's because of the relationship with your boss or your project sponsor or key stakeholders. Dirty little secret of business, it's all done on relationships. Now, when it comes to networking, a lot of people think of it as kind of a sleazy term. And for good reason, because there are a lot of people out there that are doing the networking just trying to get stuff. So here's my simple definition of networking, and that is relationship building. And my take is, if you're not actively and strategically building relationships, which is networking, you're limiting your influence and your success. Now, just as most companies waste their marketing dollars due to a lack of some sort of coherent strategy, most people squander the limited time they have when it comes to networking for the same reason. This is just not a strategy. Think of relationships as an investment. They have value. And the best investments, well, there's some sort of strategy. And so to kind of help put some feet on this, I want to give you an overview of my social networking strategy. And there are four components to it. The first one is stay in touch with minimal time commitment. I gotta tell you, I love being actively involved with my family. You know, I've got a busy work schedule. There's a lot of travel with it. I'm short on the same thing you are, and that is time. I just don't have a lot of time to be showing up at association meetings just without some sort of purpose to it. There are far more demands in our time than what we have time to do it. And there are people I'd love to reach out to. There's people I'd love to find out how they're doing, but I will not have the time, or I won't take the time to actually call them, or sometimes even to send them an email. My strategy for staying in touch with minimal time commitment from a social networking perspective is I use Facebook, Twitter, and send out cards as the technology of choice. Second part of my strategy, add value to others by connecting people. So I had a really cool opportunity this last year. I was introduced via LinkedIn to a guy over in Ghana, of all places. He wants to build a schoolhouse. He needed advice. He had a passion for doing this, but he didn't have the expertise or the connections to make it happen. Well, I connected him with a family member who not only is an engineer, but he has experience in Africa. It's exactly what this guy needed. Now, I'm confident that eventually there will be a school built in Ghana because these two guys connected. I love doing that, whether it's building a school, whether it's helping someone find a job, whether it's getting someone an answer to a question they have. Social networking can be a technology that facilitates the connecting. And LinkedIn, as well as a little bit of Facebook, but primarily LinkedIn from a business perspective, is my tool of choice for that. Third part of my strategy, build my business by building relationships. So let's say I deliver a workshop. Maybe there's somewhere between 15 and 30 people there. Maybe I deliver a keynote. There's 1,000 people there. How am I going to maintain contact with the participants for potential business in the future? Or here's a different situation. What if there's a way to enhance my credibility through comments and recommendations? I mean, I can put them on my own website, but what if there was a way outside of my own website or my own materials to have recommendations or testimonials? Marketing's all about awareness, and there are ways to increase awareness about what we do through social networking. Now, I'm talking as a business owner here. Perhaps you're a business owner. You can use that idea as well. But if you're not a business owner, you can still implement this. What if there were people you've worked with, perhaps vendors, they were stakeholders on projects, maybe there are other companies now, but they could put recommendations for you. That goes a long way, far more than what you'd put in a resume. Now, the tools I like to use for this include Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And if there's some specific social networks to your domain, for example, I work with project managers and sponsors, and there's a group called the Professional Project Manager Networking Group. All these provide technologies to facilitate building your business or building your credibility online. The fourth part of my strategy is just learn by experimenting. You know, maybe Plaxo was more popular before than it is now. I suppose there's a scenario which LinkedIn won't be as popular because there'll be some other replacement to it someday. Individual tools may increase or decrease in popularity. But let's be clear, social networking as a concept is here to stay. And by experimenting with the technology now, you have the opportunity to develop your understanding. Like, what are the models? How does it work? How can I leverage these tools and develop your own personal strategy? Because what works for me doesn't necessarily have to work for you. It could be different. But you won't know by just reading articles about it or listening to this podcast. You have to get your fingers dirty and try it. So let's talk about taking action. In a future podcast newsletter, I'll give some more insights on how to use more specifically some certain tools. But for right now, think about your strategy. What are the components of your networking strategy? I'm talking about social networking here, but beyond that, what are the groups maybe you need to join? What is your strategy overall? If you even have a high-level strategy and you get that in writing, it'll help you stay focused. Between now and the next time we get together, if you haven't joined LinkedIn and if you haven't joined Facebook, I encourage you to do it now. And when you do that, make sure to send an invitation to me. I'd like to connect with you. If you want to learn more, on Thursday, January 29th at 11 a.m. Central, I'm going to have a free webcast. The webcast is called It's About Relationships, Strategies for Leveraging Social Network. There's no charge for it if you're a subscriber to our Horizon Time newsletter or to this podcast. And if you go to the show notes for this podcast, you'll get details for how to register. I look forward to meeting you there. And I wanted to let you know, in addition to the free webcast, we have a special offer that's available through February 14th. You know, it's critical for aspiring leaders to learn how to negotiate conflict. Doesn't matter if you like it or if I like it, we can count on it. Anytime people are involved and given enough time, there will be conflict. We have a popular keynote and workshop on conflict management, and it's now available in an e-learning format. It's called Beyond the Rock and the Hard Place: How to Deal with Conflict More Effectively. Between now and February 14, 2009, Horizon Time subscribers, as well as subscribers to this podcast, can get $50 US off the list price. All you have to do is use a coupon code you'll find in the show notes for this podcast. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you for joining us. Let me leave you with this People and Projects quote from my friend Bill Henry. Volume screws up everything. Whether it's more people reporting to you or a bigger project, let's face it, volume indeed can screw up everything. Well, have yourself a great day. We'll see you next time on the People and Projects podcast.